people are entitled to lodge an objection to what Stephen Fry did say on television under blasphemy law in the Republic of Ireland. Here's a reminder, actually. We've had this on the programme before, but here's a reminder of what Stephen Fry said during the interview.
Suppose it's all true and you walk up to the pearly gates and you are confronted by God. What will Stephen Fry say to him, her, or it?
I will basically, what's known as theodicy, I think. I'll say, bone cancer in children? What's that about? How dare you? How dare you create a world in which there is such misery that is not our fault? It's not right. It's utterly, utterly evil. Why should I respect a capricious, mean-minded, stupid God who creates a world which is so full of injustice and pain? That's what I'd say.
And you think you're going to get in
no,
on that?
No, but I wouldn't want to. I wouldn't want to get in on his terms. They're wrong. Now, if I died and it was Pluto, Hades, and if it was the 12 Greek gods, then I would have more truck with it, because the Greeks were... They didn't pretend not to be human in their appetites and in their capriciousness and in their unreasonableness. They didn't present themselves as being all-seeing, all-wise, all-kind, all-beneficent. Because the God who created this universe, if it was created by God, is quite clearly a maniac. Utter maniac. Totally selfish. Totally. We have to spend our life on our knees thanking him? What kind of God would do that? Yes, the world is very splendid, but it also has in it insects whose whole life cycle is to burrow into the eyes of children and make them blind. They eat outwards from the eyes. Why? Why did you do that to us? You could easily have made a creation in which that didn't exist. It is simply not acceptable. So, you know, atheism is not just about not believing there is not believing there's a God, but on the assumption that there is one, what kind of God is he? It's perfectly apparent that he is monstrous, utterly monstrous, and deserves no respect whatsoever. The moment you banish him, your life becomes simpler, purer, cleaner, more worth living, in my opinion.
That sure is the longest answer to that question that I ever got in this entire series.
That is Gabe Byrne speaking to Stephen Fry. So, free speech or blasphemy, the comedian, the actor, the wordsmith Stephen Fry, very much in the spotlight after being reported to the guards in the Republic for blasphemy. Now, it follows that interview, but he gave the interview to Gabe Byrne on RTE years ago, actually two years ago. In the clip, that you've just heard there, there's a lot of commentary that Christians and people who believe in God would find offensive. But is it blasphemy? Let me speak to Roger Carswell. He's an evangelist from Yorkshire who's leading a mission with the Methodist Church in Carrickfergus. Roger, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you.
Roger, you may have heard this before. You've certainly
heard it again
now. He really does have a problem with God and God being the creator.
Yes, he does. And it's very interesting, of course, in the Bible, in the book of Romans, there's a discussion about those who deny God, and it goes on to say in Romans chapter 1, they deny God's existence, and then they begin to hate God. And sadly, I think that's where Stephen Fry is at, because inwardly, everybody is aware of something. And then there's the evidence of the beauty of creation, which he did mention, but there is something behind design, there must be a designer, and people are aware of that. And when they say no to God, something emotionally happens and spiritually happens that they want to really fight against him. And sadly, I think that's where Stephen Fry is at.
But why is God so cruel?
Yes, of course, the Bible teaches that God made a perfect world so that he could actually look at the world and say, not only is it good, it's very good. And then there was that moment of rebellion, defiance, when we, as it were, shook our fist in the face of God, didn't want him to have sway over us or us to... we didn't want to obey him, and catastrophically, humanity rebelled against God and wrecked all of creation. So I believe the world that we are experiencing now, which Stephen Fry rightly points out, has terrible times of suffering and darkness and injustice, is not the world that God created. Incidentally, it's not the world that one day we will have. There will be a new heaven and a new earth, but at the moment we're bound up in this world that is fallen. It's not how God wants it or desires it. But If there is no God and a child is born with cancer, it is totally hopeless. It's totally meaningless. He's in a worse situation by saying there is no God when they're suffering. At least as Christians who come to know the true and the living God, we say we may not understand everything, and there's so much we don't understand, but nevertheless, we've come to know God, and because we know him, at least we can trust him.
But why does he not intervene? Why, if there is a God, does he not rebel against those who distorted the world and yes. who in blighted it? And why does he not? If he was able to create everything that we see, surely he could click his fingers and change our minds.
Well, he could. You're absolutely right. And of course, he has intervened in that he's come with this great rescue plan, that Jesus Christ coming into the world, going to a cross, carrying on himself our sins, so that if we trust him, we could be forgiven and reconciled to God. And the Bible over and over again speaks about the time when one day, when Christ comes and reigns, the lion will lie down with the lamb, when they will take their swords and make them into plows, when there will be righteousness and peace and justice and equity in the world. At the moment, there's a way of reconciliation. We're waiting. We're groaning at some of the things that are happening. But we're looking to God to take us through these tough times, to know his presence, even when there are things we don't understand are all around us.
Do you believe he has blasphemed?
Yes, I think he probably has been certainly offensive against God in a sort of headline-striking way. And I feel sad for him, really. You don't, you know, by all means, let's discuss. I'd love to sit down and talk with him. But when you pour out vitriol and have a rant in the way that he did, it is offensive to many people. And it can stir up religious intolerance and hatred and bigotry. You know, I'm very happy to discuss with people of different opinions. But let's do it in a calm, pleasant way. Even if we feel very strongly, we should restrain ourselves. Yes, I think he went over the line. But I do feel sorry for him. I'd love him to know, to come to know God. He won't have every question answered, because I certainly don't, and he's much more intelligent than me. But it's interesting, once we come to know God, there is a sense in which we say, okay, I don't get it all, but I do trust God for it all.
And do you believe that he should be punished by the law for what he did say? There is the opportunity in the Republic of Ireland. Technically, the opportunity exists here in Northern Ireland as well, but yes, not in other parts of the UK.
Yes. Well, I'm an Englishman. I don't really want to be talking about Irish law. But I think, yeah, if there is a law, there have to be restraints, and there has to be the sort of warning. Let's just be careful about these things. I don't know about punishment, but I think somebody should take him on one side and say, look, there has to be restraint. There has to be courtesy. And he would be one who says he wants tolerance, and yet clearly he doesn't. He's incredibly intolerant. And to talk about God as being stupid and a maniac, there's no respect there, is there? And I think, come on, Stephen, you're better than this, surely.
Well, just stay with me, Roger, if you don't mind. Boyd Slater is with me as well, and Boyd's from the Northern Ireland Humanists. Stephen Fry is indeed one of their patrons. Yes, he's a former chairperson of Atheists NI. Boyd, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Boyd, it's pretty vitriolic language from Stephen Fry. We featured it when he first said it two years ago. It is generated by hatred, isn't it?
Well, no, Frank. I mean, I think you make a mistake initially by saying that Stephen Fry hates God. Stephen Fry doesn't believe in God. He was asked a question on an interview, if God was real, so hypothetical question, what would he say to him? And he just gave an honest and open answer to it. That is not hating God. That is giving an answer to a hypothetical question.
Well, he hates the person that those who believe in
God believe in. You're totally wrong there. He respects individuals just as I do. I respect individuals. I respect those people who believe in God. In actual fact, Northern Ireland Humanists is part of the Interfaith Forum. We are an elected representative in there. We sit and we will discuss things with people who are religious or non-religious. What we don't have to do is respect some of those ideas that are involved in religion. So let's take, for example, concepts of crimes against people or murdering people for for blasphemy, for sleeping with somebody who's married already or having adultery. You know, we do not agree with those concepts, which are plainly disgusting, and also to many who maybe are non-religious would be seen as offensive to them. But what we also agree with is that people have to have the freedom of speech and expression. So in this case, Stephen Fry answered a question. He did not in any way incite any hatred or violence towards anybody. And blasphemy laws are horrible. I mean, throughout the world, in the south of Ireland and in the north of Ireland where we have our blasphemy laws, they haven't been used in many, many years, and I don't even know if they've ever been used in Northern Ireland. But if you look at the rest of the world, you know, these laws are helping for governments and for society to murder people who are atheists or secularists or you know, agnostics, because they do not conform to what the general society's outlook is. So blasphemy laws are extremely dangerous, and the people that they affect most actually throughout the world are people who are non-religious, as you're seeing now with Stephen Fry. And one of the sort of strange things about the blasphemy laws, both in the north of Ireland and the south of Ireland, are that they are only for Christians. It's only if you are blasphemous against Christianity. It's not for any other religion. So I mean, what we need to do is see a reform to laws like this. They're very outdated. Northern Ireland Humanists and the British Humanist Association is also part of the End the Blasphemy Laws campaign, and that has helped to have them abolished in places like Norway and Iceland and Malta, France. And we need to see these sort of laws removed throughout the entire world, because they are awful. they are much, much worse, much more offensive, and much more harmful than anything Stephen Fry has answered in an interview.
Do you not accept, however, that Stephen Fry would hate someone who causes cancer to children, or would hate someone who develops an insect that eats a child's eye from the inside out? That's how he described God creating those two things. So surely he does hate God.
No, well, do you hate Santa Claus?
Yes, but there's a difference between...
Do you hate Santa Claus? Yeah, you don't believe in Santa Claus, and neither do I.
Let me answer your question. There is proof that there is no Santa Claus. There is no proof that there is no God.
No, in actual fact, there is no proof that there is no Santa Claus. You couldn't prove that Santa Claus doesn't exist.
But you're not being stupid. Let me answer the question, because it is stupid. If my child gets toys on Christmas morning, I know exactly where the toys came from. I don't want to go into this in great detail, because some children may be listening to the program. But you know what I mean.
I understand what you mean. But what I'm saying is, it's the same question goes back. Stephen Fry does not believe in God, right? So he does not hate God because he does not believe in it. Now, hypothetically speaking, if you were to say to me, Boyd, I can invent insects that burrow into children's eyes, I would think, I don't really like you, you know, if you're going to do that and create those. But the thing is, you can't do that. As I said, Stephen Fry doesn't believe in a God, so that, you know, it becomes sort of irrelevant. He was asked a hypothetical question, and he answered it honestly. And actual fact, he gave a very good answer to it. I mean, the simple fact is, if you have an all-powerful God who could stop a lot of the suffering in the world and decides to watch on and allow it to happen, then, you know, this is not something that we could see as something which is all good. It's just not.
Yeah, but so, I don't accept your comparison, as I said, with Santa Claus. However,
different example. Unicorns. A tiny, tiny teapot that is circling the Earth that you can't see with a telescope. You know, can you prove that that doesn't exist?
The important element here is, we are talking about God. People across the world believe God does exist. Well, he was asked, Stephen Fry was asked a question about his interpretation of God and what he would say to God if he met God at the pearly gates. And he said, bone cancer in children? Yeah. What is that all that about? He's accusing. That's just what he would say to the hypothetical God that he's talking about. Okay, he would quiz him on he would quiz him on bone cancer, and he also quiz him on insects eating children's eyes from the inside out. So the point I put to you again is Stephen Fry knows that people do believe in God, and Stephen Fry, who doesn't believe in God, would hate that God who other people believe in.
I can give you that, but Frank...
But do you not understand how insulting that is to people who believe in God?
Frank, here's the thing. The thing is not about how this might be insulting to people who believe in God. This is the important thing here is the laws which exist around this, the blasphemy laws that exist around this. They are... Blasphemy is a victimless crime. It is, without a doubt. Blasphemy laws throughout the world cause more hurt and more harm than anything you, me, or Stephen Fry can say to a radio presenter. People are murdered throughout the world because of blasphemy laws. Now, are you telling me that those blasphemy laws are a good thing and that people should not be allowed to speak their mind?
I'm not suggesting for a minute, I'm not expressing an opinion on blasphemy law. I'm simply asking you the question based on my interpretation of what Stephen Fry said, and I believe that he would hate God, because if you're accusing someone of creating bone cancer in children or blinding children,
you
would have to hate that person or
that being. I give you that. If God is real, and if he creates those things, and if he gives children bone cancer, and if he puts insects into kids' eyes to let them burrow into their eyes, then, well, I'm not going to say that I hate it. I'm just going to say that I think it's disgusting. And I would ask him exactly the same question that Stephen Fry asked him. Why would you do such a thing? Why would you do such a thing? And I'd give you that. I would ask exactly the same question. Would you not? Would you rather just go, this is God working in mysterious ways?
These are relevant questions. Let me put them to Roger Carswell. Roger, there's actually a very strong point being made from Boyd there about blasphemy law generally, and it is so abused elsewhere across the world. We're not just talking about some Christian God here. We're talking about God. We're talking about God in general, and people are dying because of people's belief in whatever God it is they believe in.
Yeah, the trouble is, Frank, that everything is abused, unfortunately. So I'm against, obviously, that some of the blasphemy laws say that there are in Pakistan or Bangladesh. But, of course, atheists do the same, whether it's in the communist countries or in various parts of the world where the suppression of religious expression and freedom of expression about God. It's in human nature always to go to extremes, and we always find ourselves doing that which is wrong. We have a bias to do that which is wrong. So you can have a good law, it's taken by humanity and made to have bad consequences. We accept that. But the other thing that Boyd kept saying is that God has created, as it were, cancer and the insect, etc. I'd really go back to what I was saying at the beginning and urge Boyd and any other just to see what Scripture says, because it doesn't say that God created these things. What God created was a good world where there was no sin, no suffering, no sorrow, no sickness, no disease, no death. It was all wrecked in that rebellion when man chose the knowledge not only of good, but of evil. And when evil came into the world, then we don't know its origin, but when evil came into the world, everything that God had created was wrecked and ruined. So it's not God creating these things. And Boyd knows that. If he's read the Bible at all, he'll know that's what the Bible's saying. But they love to misrepresent it, don't they? God created a good world. Evil came in and ruined things. We now find ourselves bound up in the bundle of life when, yes, bad things happen to good people and bad people, whether we are bound up in a world of suffering. But it's not always going to be like this. And God has a rescue plan that takes us through the tough times now when we trust Christ. And eventually he will reverse the wrongs, and justice, equity, etc. will reign. The idea as well that we can one day stand before God and, as it were, despise him with vitriolic language. No, I think Stephen Fry and Boyd probably are not understanding who this God is. He is Almighty God. And all right, there may be many things about him that we don't understand. But who are we with finite minds to understand an infinite God? Who are we to explain all that is going on when we can't explain, you know, I don't know, the simplest scientific ideas that we take for granted? This is God. If I could understand everything about God, either God wouldn't be God or I wouldn't be human. He's beyond me. He's bigger than me. But I trust him and he will work things out.
Roger, thank you very much. I'll give Boyd the final word on it,
right.
Considering there's been quite a bit of a sermon there from Roger. But Roger, thank you very much. Thank you. Roger Carswell, he's an evangelical member from Yorkshire, and he's a leading member of the Methodist Church, and he's leading a mission, rather, with the Methodist Church in Carrickfergus. This is the important thing. He's coming across to lead that mission with the Methodist Church in Carrickfergus. Boyd, I'll give you a right to reply on that.
Yeah, I mean, I disagree with pretty much everything Roger said there, and, you know, I still go back to the fact that, you know, blasphemy laws are extremely harmful throughout all of the world. When Roger says things like, evil came into the world, but he doesn't know how, and God's all-powerful, it seems a bit of a contradiction that if God's all-powerful, then he can't stop this evil. So, you know, I mean, getting beyond that, the issue, as I said, and I'll repeat again, is that blasphemy laws are outdated. They are wrong. They shouldn't be in place. We look to try and remove blasphemy laws throughout all of the world. If people want to get involved and help us with the campaigns that we do, they can contact us on our website, which is humanism.org.uk, or on our Facebook page at Northern Ireland Humanists.
Okay, chaps, thank you very much. Boyd, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you
to Roger Carswell as well. Your opinions, you can let us know, 90333105. And the person who's objected to the guards on behalf of him or herself in relation to what Stephen Fry said a couple of years ago, are they doing more of a disservice by bringing it back into the public domain than they are doing good for those who believe in God? Your opinions on that are welcome as well. Good morning to Mark, who's caught a wee bird wondering what to do with it. Mark, if it's able to fly, let it go. That's the best thing on a sunny day like today. If a wee bird's come into your house and you have an opportunity to let it fly in the sunshine, let her go. Stuart's got a point. He's on line three. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Stuart. Very well.
One up regarding this about Stephen Fry, that he might well be fined and stuff. I think the blasphemy laws are just ridiculous. If the people of Christian belief, if Ireland, the UK's beliefs in God are so founded on belief, then they're not open to criticism. It's not open to question. You know, the idea that if it was me, I don't know, doing something, harming somebody or whatever else, and you had the ability to stop it, would you not be in the wrong for not stopping it?
Okay. I get the point, Stuart. It's not a great line, but thank you. Thank you for it. 90333105 is that main number, whatever is on your mind this morning. And in particular about Stephen Fry, should he face the rigours of blasphemy law in the Republic of Ireland? The law still exists in Northern Ireland, even though it was dropped in other parts of the United Kingdom. There was a bit of lobbying from obvious quarters to keep it on the statute here in Northern Ireland. But as I say, I'm not sure if it's ever been used, and maybe it never will be. But it looks like as if it might make its presence felt in the courts in the Republic, where it is still an offence to blaspheme.
Time for an off-peak day with NI Railways. Just relax, forget the car, the parking, the hassle, and take an off-peak day with real savings of one-third off day returns after 9:30 a.m. Imagine real days off, real nights out, and real time with family, friends, and the ones you love. Join the smart movers for an off-peak day with NI Railways. Let's go together.
This week's Super Savers at Lidl. Red onions 750 grams for 69p and courgettes 500 grams for 129, now chopped to just 49p each. Baby potatoes 1 kilo were 99p and deliciously juicy kiwis 500 grams were 69p, now only 49p each. Lidl surprises.
Save money with 24 months interest-free credit. The Creation Spring event. Love interest-free credit. Love Creations. End Saturday. Representative 0% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
Relax and enjoy your tea break song on U105 with Right Sofaland, Hollywood Exchange, Kalinchi, and at sofatastic.co.uk.
And it's another good one today, coming up shortly here on the programme, of course. Andrew has a point. Morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Very well, Andrew. Go ahead.
Very interesting discussion. I was just wanting to point out that are people not secure enough in their beliefs that they can stand a bit of criticism about God? Is God not a big boy? Can he not just take a bit of criticism?
Yeah, the law used to obviously prevent you from blaspheming, as it's called, if you are criticising God. Those laws have been very much changed across the UK. They still exist in the Republic of Ireland. And they are, in fairness to Boyd, they're a very worrying concern in other countries. In other countries, you could be beheaded for blaspheming. It is pathetic to think that that's the situation elsewhere in the world.
Yeah, it's a bit scary. I mean, there's about 5,000 different gods in the world. Why is the Christian God the one that has to have laws made for it? I mean, is it not blasphemous for Christians to say that Hindu gods don't exist and that they're all made up?
Yeah, it's a much bigger issue, of course. It is a much bigger issue than just blaspheming about who's seen as the Christian God, for want of a better term. Except here in the Republic of Ireland, I believe it's only the Christian God that you can blaspheme against. Andrew, you obviously feel that Stephen Fry is well within his rights to say as he has said.
Yeah, I think he was asked a question and he gave an honest answer, and that's within his right to do so. I don't think we should live in a world where he had to lie and start defending something he doesn't believe in.
Thank you for that, Andrew. And Ernie on this line. Ernie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Yes, Ernie.
I would just like to say, is Stephen Fry not saying all this here because he's gay, you know?
Oh, right. It's because of his sexuality.
Yeah, because he thinks God doesn't love him. But I would just let him know that God does love him whether he's gay or not.
What has it got to do with him being gay, Ernie?
Yeah, well, because he's gay, he's probably took resentment against the Lord, you know? Because he knows the Lord doesn't agree with gayness. Well, that's what I'm trying to say, you know. Why he's saying this?
Do you know, Ernie, I open the lines and I say, whatever's on the tip of your tongue, feel free. 90333105 is the number. And then someone comes through like yourself and, you know, I feel tempted to say, listen, I've had enough of you, I'm going to move on. But that would sort of be rude. It would be rude.
Well, I am saved by the Lord, and I managed to stop drinking and smoking and gambling and taking drugs. And I'm clean nearly 6 years. And I've got schizophrenia and bipolar. But I'm doing well, you know, Frank. I look after my mother and everything. I'm doing very well.
Well, Ernie, I am glad that I didn't cut you off because you faced your challenges, okay? You've had, I think, 7 challenges there that you listed for me. I'm going to say to you, well done on facing those challenges and getting yourself to where you are today. But I would also appreciate if you wouldn't insult people who aren't heterosexual.
Okay, I'm not insulting them. I want them to know that God loves them, no matter what his sexuality is.
Yeah, but you're suggesting that for some reason they're doing wrong.
No, he's not. I wouldn't say that.
No,
I wouldn't say that.
Okay, maybe I misunderstood you, Ernie. Maybe I misunderstood you.
I don't think he is doing wrong. I believe it. I'm not against gay people.
All right, okay. Maybe I misunderstood the foundation on which the argument was being built. Thank you, Ernie. Eddie is a point. Go ahead, Eddie.
Hi, how are you, Frank?
I'm very well, Eddie. That's very
good. Getting a hard religious time this morning.
Okay, Eddie, sure, I'm here open for bottler drafts, whatever's on people's
mind. Religious subject. You must ask your boss to let you start your program at 6 in the morning.
Because, yeah, we could fill a week once religion comes up. Oh, I bet you it's not on your mind, Eddie.
Well, I'll just give you 2 points now. We can do them quickly. That religious thing. Somebody once said to me one time, if you got the stage about disbelieving in God or whatever, and somebody was able to give you an offer that when you go to bed and you're going to die, would you just rather die in your sleep and nothing happens? Or would you rather be, you would end up facing a God? I choose facing the God. That's the end of the subject. Because it's better for something to be there than nothing.
Yeah, but Eddie, the other side of that coin is, we don't know, and this is the important thing, we don't No. The people who have died, people who died yesterday or people who died 1,000 years ago, maybe they've just died. You know, we miss them. We love them. They are ours. We will visit their grave. We will associate ourselves with them. We will pray that they're happy. But maybe they've just died. The evidence suggests that they've just died. I'm talking about evidence as opposed to faith. The evidence suggests forever, not just for the last 10 years or 20 years or 1,000 years, but forever and ever and ever. The evidence suggests in a court of law, the evidence is stacked against God. The suggestion is once you die, it's over. So that you know, we got to keep that in mind as well.